The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, today, as you know, we're live from Aviva Stadium to mark the launch of the 2025 Alzheimer's Memory Walk, supported by our show sponsor, Aviva. We're joined now by TV and radio presenter Martin King. Martin is a proud ambassador of the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. Martin's late mother, Christina, had dementia. She was diagnosed in 2011 and passed away in 2019. And Martin is going to talk about that and much more. Martin, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat, and thank you for having me on.
Now, you've made the journey from radio to television and back to radio again, and now podcasts and much, much more.
So, yeah, there's an awful lot going on, but it's nice to be busy. So,
very important.
Yeah, very important. And I'm having a great time. And the podcast with my wife is just a lot of fun.
The king and queen, isn't that it?
An audience with the king and his queen. Yeah.
I bet, though, I'd be willing to wager a fiver that people still ask you to tell us the weather forecast.
You know what? And it's so long since I've done a weather broadcast.
But, How long ago?
It was a number of years ago. Yeah, I think it's about 4 or 5 years officially since I stepped away from weather broadcasting. But yeah, I still get asked, and I still get asked several times a day.
What's it going to be like tomorrow? I'm going to a match.
That kind of thing. Yeah. And I haven't even looked at a chart or anything like it for a lot of years. But you know what? That's what I became famous for, because when we first started doing weather, as it was then on TV3, it was a little bit different to what people had seen before. So they seem to remember it.
Now, you're an ambassador for the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland.
Yeah.
So tell us about your first encounter with Alzheimer's in your mother, and how quickly it became evident there was something wrong.
Yeah, it took, as anybody, including your good self, would know, that people who might have an inkling themselves that they might have Alzheimer's, they try to hide it.
Yeah.
And Mom did that quite a bit. She was trying to hide it because she had cared for my grandmother, who also had dementia. So she kind of knew some of the signs, and she kind of noticed herself that things were happening and she was doing things that...
I had a friend in RTE who told me that his mother was developing dementia, and he opened a drawer in her house one day and it was full of change.
Yeah.
Because she never brought change to pay for groceries in case she couldn't work out, you know, the 50s and the 10s. So it was always notes she handed in and she'd get change.
Wow.
And that would go into the drawer. She also would walk down Grafton Street and say hello to everybody in case it was someone she knew that she didn't recognize. So she said hello to everybody.
Yeah, yeah. People hide.
Coping mechanism.
Yeah, yeah. And Mom did. And then eventually... She was diagnosed. And look, it's a long journey. Anybody who has experienced a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia will tell you, you lose them twice, because you lose the person that they were, and then eventually you lose them. So it's a tough thing.
Yeah. Now, we played a little clip at the beginning of the show of you saying that, you know, initially you used to correct her when something wrong was said, and then that only added to the confusion.
It absolutely did. And I didn't know. I thought that I was helping her. You know, she'd say, call me by the wrong name, or she'd say something. I'd say, no, ma'am, it was actually... But I wasn't helping her at all. I thought maybe by correcting her, I could fix it. But how wrong I was. I was just making it worse rather than just going with it. Step into the world that she's now living in is the best advice.
Is the best advice.
Yeah.
How upsetting was it when she started not to recognize people who were close to her?
I kind of dealt with it. I was okay with it because I knew what was going on, because, you know, she had six children, so she might go through all the names before she got to my one. It was the day when she didn't recognize my dad. That was the one that bothered me, because I could see in his face that it bothered him.
Yeah.
You know, so that was I think that was the saddest day that I encountered.
Now, sometimes people will have a memory of, you know, you show them pictures of their youth or the house where they used to live, and they might still have a chink of memory attached to that.
Yeah.
Whereas they couldn't remember what they had for breakfast an hour ago.
Yeah. Yeah. She had a happy place that she went to, because she spent an awful lot of her childhood in a hospital. So she missed quite a bit of school, and she loved school. So whenever I would arrive to see her, it was, oh, are you here to bring me home? Because I've missed so much school. So that was her happy place when she was a child. And so you would have to go there with her. She loved music. So if you played music to her, her face lit up. She was alive.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, that music seems to linger longer somewhere in the recesses of memory than other things.
Yeah, photographs used to upset her, but music made her happy.
You did a documentary in, was it 2021?
We made a documentary, and it was, we were doing a fundraiser that weekend for the Alzheimer's Society, and the Jack Charlton movie was being launched, and as kind of like the support show to that, we made a documentary called We Need to Talk About Dementia, and I spoke about my mom, and then we travelled the country meeting people who had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And we also got to meet the people who are doing the research and carrying out the work to try and find, if not a cure, at least something that will slow down the progression of it.
Now, you're an ambassador for the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. Did you have much recourse to their services during the time of your...
I think we availed their services, definitely, but... Yeah, and as is always the case in different families, somebody in the family becomes the principal carer, and my sister Claire became that. And it became tough, as it is for so many carers, because Mom was getting up in the middle of the night because she believed it was daytime, and then she'd want to go out, and there were a couple of times when she didn't make her way out of the house and was on the road trying to stop cars because she wanted to try and get
her
sister.
That's a terrible worry. It's a terrible worry.
It's dangerous.
And, you know, people want to be as independent as they can for as long as they can, and yet you can't risk that they leave the cooker on or whatever.
Yeah, I know. The house could go. One of my aunties, unfortunately, she got dementia as well, and she set, I think it was her daughter's house on fire.
You're going on the walk this year?
Well, we've got it lined up for September. It's the memory walk, and we're encouraging everybody to get involved because, look, we're an aging nation. Our parents were very good Catholics. They produced an awful lot of children. So our generation, there's more of us than there are the younger generation. So, this is a massive fundraising drive for the Alzheimer's Society. And we're asking everybody, not just people who have been affected by it with a loved one, but everybody to get involved
and get out. So you're echoing that thing, be nice to your kids because they get to choose your nursing home.
Exactly. Actually, I was only thinking this morning as I was driving in here that if she was alive and in the hold of her health, she would be as proud as Punch today because I'm on the Pat Kenny show. So she'd be down with the Rosary group tonight bragging that that her son had been on the PK show.
It's our pleasure this morning, I have to say, Martin, having you here. I know there's a function going on elsewhere in the stadium here and you will return to it. So thanks for dropping in.
I've got my T-shirt on underneath here.
Very good. Martin King, a broadcaster, TV and radio presenter, thank you very much for joining us in our temporary studio here at Aviva.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.